Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Jason Tickle and Mac Williams in this morning, Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity. Lots of exciting things happening around the region. We're going to get you up to date this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Of you in a long time, especially together.
Yeah. Good morning. Glad to be here.
So, the government shutdown, I guess, is affecting so many things, so many parts of life, and it is affecting, you know, you've been able to move forward, Jason, as quickly as you would, we would like to on some projects.
Yeah, what I found is, you know, when you do this line of work, you think you're at the starting gate and then something else pops up.
Yeah.
So most recently it is the government shutdown, but we're moving forward, marching forward, and the lots are ready to go. So as soon as the government opens back up, we'll be finishing the last paperwork and getting everything going, and we'll be building before the year is out, Lord willing.
A month or so ago, you and I stood on the lots in Ladysmith, and even more has happened since we did a video then. The road there has been paved, and they're there, and they're ready. It's exciting to see that.
It is. The road is ready. The first base pavement is down, and you can visualize what the neighborhood's going to look like now. So it's really it's going to be a great place to build and great place to work over the next year. We're really excited about it.
I remember standing there a couple years ago when you broke ground at that area, and there'd been no work on it. It was just a field.
Yeah, it looks a lot different now, that's for sure. Yep.
Yeah. And somebody like me who can't visualize things, I couldn't visualize it, but now I can. And boy, Mac, for you, you got to be ready to go.
Oh, yes. You know, we have some new things coming out this year, and so been working on them for a long time. You know, we're moving toward a modular product, and so that whole concept is just new to the industry, and you know, it's just exciting to see a team come together and with one cause and to try to produce an affordable home. So yeah.
But the modular theme does open up so many more possibilities.
Yeah, it's for our teachers and first responders program. We really believe it is going to be a game changer. We're excited to announce that, you know, now using the modular, which Mac will get into here in a bit more about the actual home, but we have located new loans that are going to make it so that regardless of government shutdowns, regardless of what's going on, we'll be able to move forward with that particular program. We've done some numbers, and we have access to about 10 loans now. But I had Debbie, who's our loan specialist, run some numbers, and using the USD guaranteed loan, to give you an example, a single person with two dependents making $56,000 a year, we can get them with the right debt load a $428,000 loan. So pairing that with our modular program, we're going to be able to offer this almost a turnkey solution for affordable housing. And Mac and the team have been working on the house, such a good product. We're going to be actually sharing it at the governor's housing conference here. But he can tell you a little bit about the features. But to give you another idea, something we're working on, because we realize that, you know, the 502 loan, which is our primary loan, we're never going to be able to get enough of those to meet the needs. So in the event that government shutdowns in the future, we can even use the guaranteed loan, and somebody making $36,000 a year with small debt, we can get them enough of a loan to do the self-help program. So we've, you know, one of our strategic goals was to find different financing methods. And so we're excited that we now have those in place, and we believe we can start pumping out some homes. We even got a lot in Westmoreland we're going to do one on. So we're going to do our first one in Caroline, and then we're going to be following up shortly thereafter with one in Westmoreland. So we're really excited.
Well, this whole idea, just to have more options, you one time when we were talking about this, talked about how just like it's another tool in your tool belt, and if when you're building a house, you don't have just a hammer.
Absolutely.
And I thought it was a great example for somebody like me to make it understandable. That this is another one of those, one of the, it's not just a one size fits all kind of thing, because it's not. Everybody has different levels.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And what's so good now is having the different options when people come in, it gives us the ability to find more ways to say yes, or you don't have to wait a year, or whatever the case may be. It should move things along a lot faster.
And I've always wondered, just even like just with the self-help, because like you said, that can be being able to get up to the starting line, and then the year-long thing. This eliminates you know the building part of it.
It does. One of the most complicated, and self-help is our bread and butter. It's not going anywhere. It's how we can help the lowest income folks.
Sure.
And gives us the most, you know, it's our number one tool for sure. But it is tough. You know, there's so many variables that are totally out of our control. The land, the lots, we got to acquire those. But even bigger is I got to get a group of eight that are all ready to start at the same time. So if one of them has something go on, it can mess up the whole group. So this teachers and first responders program will be independently. We work with individual families one at a time. So regardless of what's going on, that program should be able to always continue to move forward. And we should hopefully get our production up, you know, overall because of doing more of those homes per year. So we're really excited. We think it's a great tool. One of the big differences between the two is both will have an affordable payment. The payment will be no more than 30% of your household income. But the self-help is like a supercharge of building wealth for you. So our families move in with 20 to as much as 36% equity. So they not only get that affordable payment, they get that wealth, but they go through that year of, you know, basically like a part-time job.
Right.
Whereas the other program, they won't move in with equity because we're paying contractors do the work, but through the special loans and all of those things, the payment's affordable and they'll gain their equity just like you and I, a traditional homeowner, would as they
time.
Make payments. And yeah, absolutely. So it's a great program, and Matt can share some about the home and just what it is entailed, but we didn't skimp on anything. He still has made sure that the product is phenomenal. We'll still have the zero step entry. He can tell more about that, but it is just, it's a phenomenal home that's age in place, energy efficient. We even think that it'll be more energy efficient than our standard homes because of the methods that are used in the production facility. But it's a fantastic home that we think is really going to be a game changer.
We're going to talk about that. We'll get into the home when we come back. Jason Tickles here, Mac Williams here from Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity, CRRHFH.org for more information. Also check them out on Facebook. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity. Mac Williams and Jason Tickle here this morning. CRRHFH.org. I've been practicing, Jason. you do it so flawlessly. We did a video a few weeks ago, and so I decided, okay, if he can do it, I can do it.
Lots of practice on my end.
So to make it sound, but really you'll get all kinds of great information about just the localities and where Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity is at. So, Mac, Jason talks about the houses, and I know you're all excited, and I have been working with a modular company on this for quite some time.
Yes, and so you know. Affordable home, the term sometimes gets misunderstood. And so the idea is we're not trying to build a cheap home. So we had to think through this term affordability.
Yeah.
And so if you have a truly affordable home, it's not only what you pay to get into the home, but how that home then functions. I mean, what is the maintenance cost of it? What is the operating cost of it? And so we try to design a home that will have a ripple effect. Once the house is built, then what is it costing to for the electric bill? And indications of a model that we've done in Bowling Green, You know, the same size house, we're getting electric bills at $55 and $60 a month.
Mm.
And so when we look at the average electric bill in Caroline County, $185
yeah.
a month, that's a significant savings for the homeowner when they move in. So the way the house is constructed, the energy way it's constructed is above the code standards. And then we put an ERV, energy recovery ventilator, in the homes. And a new design for the foundations. All of this combined together saves the homeowner a great deal of money. And then we've used a term quite often in here about the zero-step entry, getting into the home without any steps. And by doing that, we found that the front porch of the house is not the old traditional pressure-treated deck where you would have maintenance
yeah.
on that product. So you have a concrete slab, which is easier maintenance. And we always have upgraded the vinyl siding and dimensional shingles, and our mortgages are 35 to 38 years. So the target is to come up with a product that has life to it, longevity to be able to afford. So you can understand, if you don't have maintenance on handrails and pressure-treated decks and things like that,
yeah.
That ripple effect is builds wealth into the family. And so, in long term. And so, as we dive deeper into this concept of let's build something that's cheaper to run, cheaper to maintain, it adds to the value back, and to try to keep the quality in. And so, the whole concept of modular was started with our school project, the student bill projects, in Caroline County. And, God has a way of just putting ideas together that, you don't really come up with. It's like he ties your strings of your shoes together and you kind of trip over the idea,
yeah.
Sort of thing. And so in that particular time, we were just trying to build something that we could build in the parking lot and just move to the job site. And it's just a two-piece house. It's really not a modular design. It's just a two-piece house design. But we found a modular company that was very interested in what we were doing. And they're excited about the whole concept of how we built this two-piece house, and they've developed it into there, and they're still working on the details, but they are very excited, and so they see the same thing that I see in the product,
yeah.
that we can, and they just build a wonderful product. It's just better than a stick-built house, because they're in a controlled environment, and they are able to do things that you can't do out in the field in that controlled environment. They build a house from the inside out. And so the last thing they put on the house would be the sheathing on the outside. So things like styrofoam and around electrical boxes before they apply. See, the drywall is already applied,
yeah.
so they just put the electrical box in. And they're able to go behind that finished wall now and foam around that box and seal it to make a truly airtight product, and then install the insulation, and then install the sheathing, which is a zip wall type sheathing that you tape up, and it's just a far superior product than anything that can be built out in the field. And so you have this national company that gets excited. And they, the guy that's running the show, he's a believer like I am, that God has a purpose for things. And he sees the value of how this is going to improve the lives of a lot of people. So
yeah.
the idea is not to build a cheap product. It's to build something that's not only affordable to get in, but affordable to maintain and keep it looking good. And so,
and this is kind of that the thing that we've talked about over the years. I've said many times, the only way we're going to solve our problems is getting the for-profit world in. And this is us bringing in for-profit folks.
This is a huge breakthrough.
Yeah, so it's really structuring and affordability more so in the financial side of things than in the construction. Obviously, modular is the most economical way. I mean, we toured their plant, and you would not believe what they are able to do. I mean, that to save money, they order, you know, the longest piece of lumber you can and cut it, you know, because it's cheaper. They manufacture a lot of the pieces in-house. So a lot of that allows them really to, you know, to keep their margins at such that they can sell something that's really affordable. So then you add in our loans and potentially down payment grants. And this is really something that we think could be replicated around the nation, especially in rural communities, you know, where you have single family is primarily what you're putting in. So this can really help our nation as a whole and certainly help our service area.
Boy, and it adds to it, Mac, as you described it, all, you know, the zero step entry or a lot of the little things that you've been able to develop and really perfect. To be able to add it to this is, you know, you talk about win-wins. This is certainly for them and their industry and what you're doing and for the consumer.
Yeah, you know, it comes into focus when you talk to someone like that. And, you know, Jason and I built a few homes, and it's really not about the houses. It's about the people in the houses and how it changes their lives. And so we met with them initially and to go over some of the design detail. And when I called Don the next day, he said, Mac, you know, I believe this is going to make a big difference in people's lives. And he said, I can do what you can't. He said, you build locally and you help a small group of people, but we're going to take this thing nationwide.
Right.
And so the effect is going to have on more people. So, you know, when you get involved in a project and you're just doing a little project for the school, which is a big project. I mean, hats off to Caroline County and Dr. Kavarik for allowing us to come in and play with our students and have a good time and
just think
about like
what you've been able to teach those students.
And then from that concept, just a simple let's build something in the parking lot, and now we have someone that's in a nationwide company and looks at it and goes, hey, this is a whole different perspective. We can bless a lot more people than you ever thought to do. And so it just has a different dimension to it.
And another piece that we do, this home is designed to qualify for any grants, either development side or down payment assistance grants, because of the design features that we've implemented, you know, the energy efficiency, the aged in place design. So this is basically a packaged ready house that folks in our world, the nonprofit world, or even for-profit people can use, you know, some of the same loans and grants that we have and use them in their community. So it's a home that essentially will, depending on the structure, will qualify for all of the different things that the government, state, and federal have out there. So that was a big part of this, making sure that this home was designed to open the door up for that. So we're excited. It'll kind of be, as we go in more self-development, you'll see a lot of that, you know, is going to be a big key to our success is because of the designs of these homes.
Well, in one of your, over the years, Jason, you and Mac have talked about, you know, wanting to continue to be able to do more homes rather than just, you know, you've slowly and progressively added to that number. This makes it possible that, you know, you're not having to build from scratch, and you can do this.
Absolutely. It is, you know, we have to diversify to meet the needs of the community. Yeah. So this gives us another program, another way to keep the staff engaged and moving, even when self-help, you know, because it's a beast, you know.
It's a beast worth
conquering, don't get me wrong, but it is a tough thing. So this will allow us, regardless of what's happening and that program to always still produce homes, and we hopefully will have, you know, won't have these gaps like we have, you know, where we're waiting, we finish one project then we're waiting for the next one to start. So hopefully you'll see a lot more infill of this teachers and first responders program. In fact, if there's anybody listening in the area we serve, if you want to donate lots to us, we can put a local teacher, local first responder in that house. So Caroline, Essex, King and Queen, Richmond County, Westmoreland County, it's a great way for you to kind of leave a legacy and help build your community. We just need the lots. We have the house, and we have interested people in all of our localities that want to buy the home. So it's just now just a question of getting enough lots to meet the need.
Well, and then when you think about this, this whole program with the modular units in some of these rural counties, some of these northern neck counties, this seems like it would work, where you don't always have to be able to find volunteers to build.
The resources to build a house, which is, you know, the manpower and, of course, the financing. The more rural the county is, the more difficult it is to...
Yeah.
But you can understand that, man, to take a team of volunteers out to build a house is a challenge.
Yeah.
And to set a modular on a foundation and then complete it is a much easier challenge. And so production just goes up. It's a win-win. It's just absolutely... Because of the quality of the product and
right.
the outcome that we're looking for, which is a long-term plan. It's just not like trying to get a roof over someone's head. It's like, let's do a product that, again, has that ripple effect. It pays you back. Anybody, you know, if you had an automobile now that will go 100 miles to a gallon of gas, everybody would want one, you know?
Right.
It's really... that different of an idea and a concept. And because we've had the prototypes, you know, the stick-built homes that we did, and we can look back now and go, yeah, the selectability is real. It's a real deal.
Yeah.
And it's just because of the ERV and the different type of things that's in the house. And so it's not like we're going to build something and then find out later that it doesn't work. It works. It really works. And the modular company have run it through, you know, their engineers. It's just, you know, just a new concept that, you know, you can only imagine what the Wright brothers felt like when they decided they couldn't fly and then they challenged the given information they had.
Yeah.
And once they challenged that and found out the calculation for coefficiency was off just by a fraction, and then saw that, you can imagine the first plane they built, the excitement, and that's where I am right now. It's just like, I can't wait to get this plane off the ground. You know, let's get the foundation and put this... in action. So.
You two are the Build Brothers doing all of this, and you're putting it all together. This is really,
yeah, it's
really,
really
exciting.
Exciting time, yet it's somewhat frustrating that, you know, like you said, you're a horse in a gate at a race and they won't open the gate.
Yeah,
you know,
you're ready to go. CRRHFH.org for Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity. When we come back, we're going to talk about volunteering. We're going to talk about monthly classes. You can gain information and see where you fall into this and to get involved with Jason and Mac and the crew. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wow, great stuff this morning with Jason and Mac with Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity, CRRHFH.org, or go to Facebook for all kinds of information too. Jason, one of the things, so if someone's listening and thinking, boy, I like it, I like what I'm hearing, to get involved with Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity, probably the first thing you do have to do is a sign up, and you hold monthly classes. It's just kind of an introduction and let people know what's expected, what they need to do, those kinds of things.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in our program, either self-help or the Heroes program, as we're now calling it, which, by the way, healthcare workers, you're now also eligible to apply for that. So teachers, first responders, and healthcare workers. You just attend a home buyer interest presentation. We do them on the first Saturday every month. We call it First Saturdays are for housing. So, you know, housing is number one priority before you do anything. You got to have a place to live, right? So first Saturday, we do it. It starts at 8:30 in the morning. They're back to back. So the self-help presentation and the teacher, first responder, hero presentation is there. It's easy to do. And then also, we encourage everybody to attend live. But if you can't, we do upload the presentations to our YouTube page afterwards so you can watch it. We encourage you to check the live one out if you think it's right for you, but we understand life is busy. So if you watch the full presentation, there's a code given when you just ask for an application, just give the code and we'll be happy to give you an application for the program. But it's wide open. We can never have enough people apply. You know, the more people that apply, the more I can go to my federal resources and state resources and say, look at this, I have this many folks, so it's a great time to check it out.
So again, just crrhfh.org or Facebook, you have information on when classes are going to be and what you have to do.
We do. So on the website, go to the calendar page, and then you'll see on the first Saturday, there's the link for Zoom for both of the presentations, so you can attend both of them or just one of them, but they're right there, easy to go to, and you can either watch a video presentation, or if you don't, you can call in and you can listen in as well.
You mentioned just a second ago, Jason, about, we talk about these, we talk about the houses and the classes, but ultimately you're dealing with people. And you've seen now over the years, both of you, just how these houses transform people. And I know that's what keeps you going a lot of times when the government shuts down or some funding stream is altered. Can be easy to get frustrated, but you both have known and see what it's done to families and individuals.
Yeah, it is all about the families, and seeing how much it changes their life, especially after their first year in the home. That's when I think the first year that they're in there, after that year, that's when it really dawns on them just how much this has improved their lives. And Mac gets to work with them a lot more than me now. You know, he's out there on the field, so he can comment just how much it changes their lives, but it's amazing to see.
Yeah, we had an event in our community. A bunch of churches got together, called it a Unity event, and we had one of the recipients of the home to speak about his journey, his life journey, and how, you know, God did a real thing for this family, and he just poured his heart out, and he did it in just a great way. I mean, truly, he was grateful to God for all that has happened in his life. And when you're in a community event like that, a lot of people didn't recognize that we were building these houses in our community.
Yeah.
So now these are the folks, the influences, these are the pastors and the leaders of the churches. And so since that initial, that night, that dinner that night, I can't tell you how many phone calls I've gotten and how many conversations I have about people wanting to get involved and helping these. So it's all about community coming together, just loving on community, and can see the results of what it really does to people's lives when you bring them into a situation. You know, in this case, he says that his three children, this is a single dad, and he says Mac, you can't believe it, but my kids go outside. And I'm going, okay, well, kids ought to be outside. You know, I kind of missed the whole thing, and I had to ask him. I said, well, what's the big deal? I mean, kids go outside. He said, no, where we were living, they would never go outside. He said, I would never let them go to the mailbox without standing at the front door watching to make sure they're safe. And he said, my kids' lives have just been so changed because they don't even ask now if they can go outside. They just have the freedom to do that. And so in that testimony to a group of rural people who are used to going outside and used to having safe places for the kids, they realize that a lot of people don't have that. They don't. Here in America, I mean, they don't have that kind of freedom. And so when you have a testimony like that, it just inspires people to get involved and know that they could do just a small part, like a half a day's work, like 4 hours, the difference it makes in people's lives. And I think that's the God thing and that's going on.
So. Yeah.
Well, and you guys are, you know, that's what's so great about these shows. You guys are doing something that's not just the whole affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is such, you mentioned, Mac, there are so many, you know, people don't understand, or there's so many things associated with, well, affordable housing, it's not very good, but it's getting, you know, and there's, what you're doing, you're offering a great product, a product that people can afford, and that once they're in it, they're not paying nearly as much as you'd think, and you're doing something.
Yeah. And you have to experience it. I mean, you know, prior to the show, we were talking about the Grand Canyon. If you ever been to the Grand Canyon, it's quite of an experience.
Right.
But unless you're there, unless you get out there and see it for yourself, you'll never know, and you'll never have the same experience. And that's what it is about our program.
Yeah.
We see it every day, and we understand the difference it makes in people's lives. And that's why we get so excited about it. And that motivates us to come up with new products, you know. But because we experience the change in people's lives. And so the invitation is for people to come out and volunteer and see for themselves and be a part of something that's positive and makes a positive difference in their community. Anything you do good for somebody in your community, you build a community. So be a part of not only just building houses, but just come out to experience, you know, it's a 4-hour block. You'll see that the energy out there and the difference in how people can live their lives and work hard, have fun doing it, and make a difference in people's lives. It's a great thing.
Yeah, and if people want to volunteer, our website, www.crrhfh.org, click on the volunteer tab. It talks to you about if you're an individual or a group. There's two different processes, but they're laid out there. But it really is a great way to see the beauty we have in our community. Because oftentimes, you know, we get isolated, we're on social media, we're on the news, and let's face it, those places aren't always the most brightful, cheery places. But when you come out in the real world and you see there's some amazing things happening, it really does reset your perspective. And also just what is really cool about this is the different walks of life that you'll work with side by side on the site. And nothing breaks down barriers like getting to know people that are different than you, because you find out, wow, they're not really as different as I thought. They want the same for their kids as I do mine. And so it's a fantastic way to really just reset your mind, reset your kind of view of the world, and realize that there is still so much beauty and so much good in here, but you got to look for it and you got to be part of it. And encourage people, volunteer, bring your teenage kids with you, because they'll remember it and they'll see it and they'll be better people for it. So it's a great thing, and we hope to see lots of people out on the sites.
I'll never forget, and the group in the last bill that you had from Fredericksburg United Methodist, they were all ages, and everybody worked together. in some really hot kind of weather, but it at times. But boy, they were workers, and they had just they had a great time, and they came on, I know, on a lot of Fridays to help you out.
Yeah, and you know, we had a young man come out, Joel, and you know, just his presence on the job site just lifted everybody's experience. You just have to experience Joel and his pure heart and what he was doing, and you know, he kept me in line and made sure that we were on time for lunch. And one of our homeowners kind of adopted him, and I think the ice cream store was a little too close. So they would sneak off at times and treat themselves. But if you're out there, Joel, I love you like a brother. It was just such a pleasure to get to know you. And I hope you come out and help us on the next bill.
So. No, I've seen you've had the sheriff's office bring a whole lot of people from the schools have brought brought people in, and it really is a great chance to just feel good about it. And like you say, Jason, getting off of a small screen and getting out into the world.
Yeah, it is really, and we can't wait to open these opportunities back up. We're getting the calls from every organization around the area. Hey, can we build? We're like, soon. So it's a lot of pressure, guys. We're trying to get it for you. We promise you. But we got good friends at all the organizations around that want to build. And we're sorry we're starting in this late in the year, but it'll be going soon. So all of our groups that have held on, just hang on a little bit longer. And any new groups that want to come out, now's a good time to reach out to us so we can pencil you in and save a day for you. If you want to come on a Saturday, on a Friday as a group, those days fill up soon. So give us a call so we can make sure we can save you one.
And Mac will teach you. If you're like me and you can't do much, Mac will get you
this
through.
Year we have a plan where we're going to utilize YouTube a little bit and do training videos prior to where they can go.
That'll save some time.
Yeah, you'll know what you're doing when you come out.
Yeah, the first home we do, we're going to essentially record each toolbox talk. So when the siding, when the whatever, we'll shoot a little video. Yeah. And then the second home, that group's coming out, we'll send them the link to that video saying this is what you're going to do. So they, you know, hopefully we'll get a little pre-exposure. And one thing you'll see on our job sites, the first morning shift is pretty slow, but then after lunch the production goes way up. So we think, you know, those videos will get things going a little bit quicker in the morning, which ultimately will make the homes build quicker. So we're got some new things we're looking forward to trying.
See, that's the thing, even though there's been this gap, it's not as though you guys are just sitting around waiting on things. You talk things through, and after each build, I know you look back and how can we do this a little bit better.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
So, quick break. We'll wrap it up this morning with Jason Tickle and Mac Williams from Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity, CRRHFH.org, or check them out on Facebook. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Mac Williams, Jason Tickle here this morning from Central Rappahannock River Habitat for Humanity, CRRH. FH.org. Again, Jason, the classes that you offer that will give all kinds of information, that's your first step.
That is the first step. Visit our website, www.crrhfh.org. Go to the calendar page. First Saturdays are for housing. Click on that date. You'll see the self-help home buyer interest presentation as well as the heroes presentation. Now, heroes can also apply for self-help, so we encourage if you're in that position to check that out as well. Like I said, the main difference is all of your homes are going to be affordable, but the self-help, you move in with that turbocharged equity because of you literally building your own home. So those are the two pathways we have, and we never can have enough applicants, so we want to encourage everybody to apply. If you live or work in Caroline, Essex, King and Queen, Richmond County or Westmoreland County, we can help you become a homeowner.
And if you're a person who has lots, whether you're in Caroline or Westmoreland, in some of the northern neck communities that you're involved with, if you've got lots and you'd like to donate them, boy, what better place?
Absolutely. You can leave a legacy behind, mm-hmm. and you can help your community by helping, you know, the people who serve us live where they work and serve. So it's a great way to leave a legacy, and you can even get a tax write-off. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, you think about, Mac, the lots that the bots gave you in Bowling Green, and just houses and those families. Every time I go by there, you see them out in the yard, or you just look at that and think, wow, what are the Botts family, what a legacy they have left.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I live obviously in the town of Bowling Green, and I drive by those houses every day. Mm. And so, it's people like that. You know, it truly is. One of the things that we must say is that we build for people in the community. We're not builders and developers that bring people from outside of the community in. We don't add burden to the county for servicing those people. We are a service-oriented entity, and we serve the people in our communities. So when we go into King George and Essex and those counties,
King and Queen.
We serve those people in that community. We don't plan to have people come from outside. So it's really community serving community. And so, like Jason said, if you want to leave that legacy where from years from now, people can say, look, so-and-so's grandfather owned that land, and look what happened. And these houses, because of the quality we're putting into it and low maintenance on that, they'll look good for years to come.
Yeah.
And
something else we should add, and this is something that I really need to get better at sharing, is this housing stock. The more of this age in place that we put everywhere in our communities will save us as a nation so much money. Mm. Because Medicaid, Medicare, when you're over 67, you're on public health care. If you can't get in and out of your house, Medicaid pays for it. So now with these homes, these will be servicing multiple families, not just the first person that puts in it. But these are great starter homes, great end-of-life homes, and everything in between. So when you think about the ripple effect, this type of building will not only help the local community, but will save us as taxpayers money in the long run.
I think as I look at these, you know, the zero-step entry, and just feel like I live in a split foyer, and as I get older, I'm going to need one of those.
I had a real experience. Recently, my 96-year-old mother fell and broke her hip.
Yeah.
And she was living in a 1954 home that my father built. And while she was recovering and going through therapy, then we had to go into the old home and literally redesign the house. And now she's back in her home. But in that experience, I realized that for her to stay in that facility is $420 a day. And so I had to justify in my mind the investment to put in an old home, whether it was worth putting that kind of money into a house like that. And so knowing that $420 a day adds up real quick. So the $8,000 investment we made on the house was soon recovered. It only takes less than 3 months, a little over 3 months, to make the numbers work out.
Yeah.
And so to think that the houses we're building now in the future will add that value back to our community, that when somebody gets in that position. And it doesn't have to be older people.
No.
You know, these houses, if your house is not walker accessible, so a young person that falls out of here and trips or plays sports and get the knee tore out, the value of getting them in the home and being able to live comfortably in the home is just tremendous. So it's just another way that these houses pay back, not only the individual, but our community, and saving the money that it takes for care.
Well, Mac, I'm ready to start doing interviews with you and seeing you with a hard hat on. This is as you come in here with, you know,
hard hat.
All dressed up and everything, it's just not you. So
yeah.
We're ready to go.
We are. And we want to encourage everybody. The Governor's Housing Conference is next month. We're going to be presenting our Zero Step Modular with our manufacturing partner. So if you're a nonprofit in Virginia and you want to learn more, come check it out. We want to share this stuff with you. We feel that this is good for every community. So come out to the Governor's Housing Conference, and me, Mac, and Don with COVCO will show you how you can do this in your community.
CRRHFH.org. Thank you.
Are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.